Our passage this morning is Psalm 103, verses 1 through 8. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you for worship and song. We thank you, God, for going before us and meeting us in our seats this morning. Lord, you are awesome. Hide me behind the cross this morning, O God, so that every word, every emotion, every reflection comes directly from you. In Christ's name we do pray, and all of God's people said, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. There are many reasons why we may feel blessed today. Surely, I'm sure you feel blessed with all of the love and support that you've been given. We love you. You may feel blessed during this week, and you have had moments of blessings throughout your life. Maybe the cosmos have lined up the way you want them to, and everything you've prayed for has come to fruition. Maybe you have experienced how we bless one another with words of encouragement. Maybe you bless your food before you fill your bellies. But regardless, we all receive a blessing at the end of worship. We bless the bread and the wine during the sacrament of communion. We bless couples during their wedding nuptials. And sometimes in the South, we may find ourselves on the other side of a blessing. You know the one, bless his heart. Which isn't really a blessing at all. As Frederick Buechner wrote, words spoken in deep love or deep hate set things in motion within the human heart that can never be reversed. At times, we have a tendency to throw around a blessing like Mardi Gras beads. But today, we celebrate Shirley and her gift of service. And as we have prayed together and lifted our voices in unity, I hope that you are reminded that God's grace and forgiveness is truly a blessing and freely given to us all. This morning, we are pronouncing our gratitude and love toward God, and together, we will bless the Lord. Our Faith in Action series prompts us to be generous, prompts us to recognize that our very presence is a gift, prompts us to see beyond the unknown, and prompts us to acknowledge we are a people of faith, compassionate and passionate with going alongside people who are suffering. We care. So this morning, lay aside every weight. Be generous toward God. See the invisible and receive a blessing. Today's psalm is a love song attributed to King David and is one of the most familiar and beloved of all psalms. These 8 verses invite us into a faithful space of worship and is a gift bestowed upon us, reminding us of God's goodness and steadfast love. It is a psalm that is referred to as a blossom on the tree of biblical faith. A blossom on a tree of biblical faith. The psalmist pronounces all God's benefits praiseworthy and emanates from deep within the psalmist's soul the overwhelming abundance of God's grace. See, today is not just about generosity, laying stuff aside, or seeing the invisible. This morning is an open enrollment, a stark reminder of God's great power and all of God's benefits. You do not have to be eligible. You do not have to jump through hoops. You do not have to fill out a membership application to receive the gift of God's grace. The terms blessing and bless extend throughout the scripture and is used more than 600 times. In the Old Testament, the word blessing is deeply rooted in God's covenant relationship with the Hebrew people. A blessing in the Old Testament had great power, and once spoken could not be taken back. Old Testament brothers Jacob and Esau in Genesis 25 is a stark reminder of what happens when a blessing is so desired that nothing else matters. See, the word blessed conveys the idea of being strengthened with God's strength. And yes, I understand, sometimes the word blessed is just the easiest way to express joy. But the psalmist in 103 is not celebrating a specific deliverance, but celebrating God's general activity. God's activity in 2 compassionate ways. One that benefits our soul, and the other that acknowledges God's steadfast love. Today is an open enrollment where these benefits are available to all. See, these benefits are not separate items, but they belong together as an aspect of God's prevenient grace. The grace that has gone before us. The grace that was present before we were even born. The grace that extends way past who we are into the unknown. The benefits are acknowledging wherever we are in life, wherever we are in life, God is doing all the heavy lifting and we are to sing God's praises. The psalmist moves us beyond a blessing as a simple function, but instead takes us into a deeper understanding of our relationship with God. I was thinking maybe the psalmist had a keen insight into the community who gathered for worship and sang this psalm together. See, the way the Hebrew is translated, the psalmist actually says, "Bless the Lord, I tell myself, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, I tell myself, and do not forget all of his benefits." See, our faith in action is telling ourselves and each other we cannot forget God's goodness and faithfulness. We cannot forget God's steadfast love. We cannot forget God's vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. Bless the Lord, I tell myself. We cannot forget. We serve a redemptive and transformative God. Bless the Lord, I tell myself, and all that is within me. Our whole life should become a song of praise and thanksgiving while giving back to those in need. Our whole life should become about making space for those who need God. Our whole life should be about blessing the Lord. When we encounter a God who knows every hair on our head, who forgives all of our iniquities, whose grace has gone before us, who has steadfast love and mercy, who is slow to anger, who is trying to reclaim us, how can our hearts not be strangely warmed? How can we not be a transformed people? How can we not give generously and run out to tell others how great our God is? Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, I really need to tell myself. We need to remind ourselves how good God is and that we are to celebrate God. We are to praise God. We are to thank God. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. One factor that survives throughout the ages, the Old Testament, the Inner Testament area, and the New Testament, all the way through today, is that God is love. Today is a pronouncement of our deep, abiding blessing to a God who is steadfast, who is merciful, who is praiseworthy, who is awesome, who is forgiving, who is redemptive, who is transformational, and who is love. Bless the Lord, I tell myself. And because I tell myself, I need to tell others. So let us look at this passage one more time, as we think about how good God is. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with the good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Bless the Lord, O my soul,
I tell myself. Let us pray.
Lord, we thank you for the psalmist's reminder that we are to celebrate you and praise you and be thankful and grateful for all that you do. We thank you for the reminder that we actually do need to remind ourselves how good you are and that your grace is sufficient and that your love abounds and is steadfast and that you are worthy. Lord, take this message and stir our hearts to be reminded that we are all forgiven, that your grace has gone before us, and that you are slow to anger, and that you are trying to reclaim us in all that we do. Our faith and action to you on this morning, O God, is to bless your holy name. In Christ's name we do pray, and everyone said, amen. So Sandra taught us our newest hymn, Bless the Lord. And you probably just thought it was a hymn. But it is a psalm. It's a song. One for us to be reminded how much God loves us and how we are to praise his holy name in all that we do. And this is for you, Shirley. Thank you again for taking care of me when I needed it the most. And even the finger pointing. So as we reflect on who God is calling us to be, how much God loves us just as we are, the altar is open for prayer. Where you sit, pray and bless the Lord. If you come down, pray and bless the Lord. Whatever you do, bless the Lord. We are being called to celebrate who God is. And we don't have to wait for special occasions. We can do it all day, every day, and we should. So as we continue to worship through our final hymn, come, pray, stay, and pray. But let us worship together. So bless the Lord.